when you work with the adjuster, you need to provide them adequate documentation, and in fact, probably better to provide them even more documentation. The more documentation you can provide, the better. Don't view the adjuster as an adversary. If you work closely with the adjuster, they can make or break your case, and ultimately they can be your friend, because oftentimes they don't necessarily work for the insurance company. They're working with respect to federal crop insurance. They're working for an independent agency.
What are some other major tips?
You should review your insurance policies on an annual basis, as oftentimes businesses change, acreages change, relationships with contractors, subcontractors can change. And I've seen in the past, sometimes insurance companies have actually tried to deny a claim based on the fact that you had submitted an incorrect application. And the reason why it was incorrect is you submitted the application 3 or 4 years ago and you hadn't updated your policy. And oftentimes you're sometimes paying more premium than you really need to, or you may be paying less premium than you should be paying. Either way, that's a good way of losing completely your insurance and possibly not even getting your premiums back.
The advice you're giving, does that apply to both the federal and the private crop insurance?
It does, although the private crop insurance, they're a little more likely to take a hard line in denying claims. The federal crop insurance is much more detailed, rigorous. They have it's much more open book. They have rules and policies and procedures they have to follow. They have to treat all of their insureds equally. So it sometimes is a little bit more complex, but it's also a little clearer. Whereas when you're dealing with a private crop insurer, or in fact a private insurance company in general, they comply with their own rules, and their only obligation is to treat you fairly and equitably. And that's sometimes obviously open to dispute and litigation.
Any other tips for getting the most out of your claim?
Probably beyond filing the claims in time and working closely with your adjuster, I think the third area that you should look at is look at your relationships with contractors and subcontractors, because oftentimes under the terms of your agreements with them, you may end up having some coverage under their insurance, and folks tend to overlook that.
What would be an example in agriculture where that might apply?
Well, you may have, for example, leased a portion of your land out to another grower. And that grower, perhaps as part of the contract, is going to sell you some or a portion of his crops. Well, you would not be an insured under that person's policy, but you may be a beneficiary under that person's policy, because ultimately you are going to be delivered a certain amount of goods by a certain time, which they are unable to comply with.
For Southeast AgNet, this is Tacy Callies.